MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Vice President Mike Pence saying he agrees the White House, in his words, could have handled the Rob Porter situation better than it did. Speaking at a press event in D.C. yesterday, the vice president said the Trump administration has, quote, no tolerance for domestic violence. Porter resigning last week over allegations of domestic abuse from two former wives he'd been working for over a year with an interim security clearance at the White House. On another front, Pence went on to give his support for White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, who's been thought to be on a rather hot seat over his handling of the Porter matter.
There are very few Americans or American families that have served this nation more honorably or sacrificed more for this country than the family of General John Kelly.
Accused Mexican drug lord El Chapo, Joaquin Guzman, expected to have his lawyers ask a federal judge today to change his mind about keeping jurors' identities a secret when he goes on trial later this year. This is USA Radio.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
President Trump meets at the White House with lawmakers and pitches his newly released infrastructure proposal.
After spending trillions of dollars overseas rebuilding other countries, it is time to rebuild our own country and to take care of our citizens.
The plan calls for a $200 billion government investment in highways, bridges, rails, and airports, and would also help bring broadband to parts of rural America that currently don't have it. The president also says that will hopefully provoke another $1 trillion in infrastructure spending through state and private partnerships. Americans are racking up more gold at the Winter Games in South Korea. U.S. skier Michaela Schifrin earning the top spot on the podium in the women's giant slalom event. It's the second gold medal in Schifrin's Olympic career. She also took home gold in the women's slalom event at the Sochi Games in 2014. The family of the late actor Bill Paxton filing suit against the California hospital where he died. And that suit is also against the surgeon who performed the actor's heart surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. The lawsuit claims hospital officials knew the surgeon was going to use a high-risk and unconventional approach that was unnecessary and that he lacked the experience to perform such surgery. Paxton died just about a year ago from a stroke 11 days after that surgery to replace a heart valve. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
He was the billionaire who wanted to die penniless. He was a businessman who truly went from rags to riches. But he will be most remembered as a true American hero who walked this earth for 80 years and truly wanted to make a difference. John Huntsman Sr. John Huntsman passed away at the age of 80. This is his story. This is John Huntsman Sr., the mighty lion of success. It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success. This is America's program that introduces you firsthand to our nation's outstanding entrepreneurs, CEOs, and members of the Forbes 400 list, and where they share with you their personal journeys of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you for sharing part of your day with us. Well, folks, when Billy and I came up with our vision and concept for Legends of Success back in 2001, we wanted to, as Jack Welch emphasizes, we wanted to differentiate. We really were not interested in just stories of the rich and famous and how to make money. We wanted to reach into the hearts, the souls, the spirits, and the minds of the most successful entrepreneurs alive today, those we admire, and gain a better understanding of who they are and what they're made of. Well, today's guest, I consider a personal friend. John Huntsman has been with us several times before, and every time he joins us, he seems to have accomplished something new that truly amazes me. As founder of one of the most successful businesses in the world, Huntsman Chemical Corporation, John has now thrown me for a special loop. He is the first guest, the first time I've ever had a guest on this show who has voluntarily left the Forbes 400 list of billionaires because he's giving it all away, proving to the world that John Huntsman's heart is truly greater than his fortune. What a privilege it is to welcome back our friend, John Huntsman. John, welcome back to the show.
Well, John, thank you so much. And to your listeners, an honor to be back on your show once again.
Well, John, that Huntsman name is a real-world brand. For the folks that I was starting to allude to, some of the accomplishments, John, in your life is just unbelievable. If you are not immediately familiar with the name Huntsman, I guarantee you are familiar with some of the products that John has invented. Just as a quick highlight, anybody who drives a car has been in a car. Those dashboards and a lot of the pieces of those plastics and materials have been made by a Huntsman Corporation. The clamshells from McDonald's and Burger King, plastic bowls, plastic plates, knives, and forks. John invented them all, and I guess his first invention, when they put them on the map, was the egg carton, a polystyrene, am I saying that right, styrofoam egg carton.
You're saying it right, John.
That's unbelievable, John. Do you ever look back and pinch yourself?
Well, you know, it seems like every day is filled with new challenges, John, and we now make 12,000 products, servicing 50 countries around the world, and do about $12 billion a year in sales. And our most important products now are soap and detergents, paint, dyes, textiles, and insulation for homes and refrigerators, and running shoes and tennis shoes, and so many things that everybody uses in everyday life, from carpets to computers. But it all started with those what you just mentioned, the egg carton and the meat tray and the Big Mac container 41 years ago. And the Lord's been awfully good to me, John, because businesses go through these great cycles of ups and downs because of energy crisis, because of recessions, because of family deaths or injuries. And we've been fortunate enough that our business is now in its 42nd year, We've withstood those vicissitudes and are stronger and better, and our earnings are greater than ever, and I'm so grateful they are because I've been able to do more with it in the field of charities and in the field of philanthropy. And thank you for your kind introduction, by the way, John. You were very gracious to me.
One of the greatest thrills in your life would be to build way more than a $1 billion fortune. But what did it actually feel like to start giving it all away? You've now given what I've noted, Forbes magazine, May 18th, 2011, had an article that says, John Huntsman on giving away $1.2 billion. I mean, how does that make you feel?
Well, John, you know, when Karen and I were first married, Karen's, of course, my wife, and my father was a rural school teacher in Idaho, and we lived in a little two-room house with outside plumbing, and so we didn't have much. We were lucky to just get by and did a little farming on the side to grow our vegetables and fruits. And when Karen and I first were married after college and after I'd been a gunnery officer in the Navy in Vietnam, part of the time in Vietnam, we gave $50 a month out of our $320 check to a charity. We always thought in addition to the 10% tithing to our church, we should also have another charity because somebody needed it more than we did. And I think it was more of an honor to give that $50 a month away when we only made $320 a month, John, than it has been to give now $1.2 billion away to a vast multitude of charitable organizations. But most of it, I'd say at least half of it, has gone to cancer centers and hospitals and to help fight the fight against finding cures for cancer. But you know, the feeling of giving doesn't ever depend on the amount one gives. It was a feeling, the best feeling of all, I think, was when we gave that $50 a month away, and we said, you know, we just feel great about doing that because we can get by on what's left.
And there was one point early in your career, maybe this is what you're alluding to, when your wife says, John, I know you're giving money away. I think she thought you're making an investment or saving it, and you were helping some poor family. You're giving away a quarter of your earnings, I think, a month.
That was what I was referring to. And,
yep.
I didn't want to tell my wife because, you know, when you're first married, it's hard for spouses to know what the other side will think. And I thought, well, you know, ever since I've been a young boy, I've loved to help people. And I've loved to see the twinkle in their eye and the smile on their face when they have a surprise or receive something they weren't expecting. And particularly people who are down and out or think that all is lost or people who've lost hope. And so I didn't tell my wife for almost a year, and she kept finding a certain amount of our income was missing every month, and she was thinking I had a side investment or a side business, and then some lady came up and thanked us so much and started to cry because she had received this extra $50 every month, and I told my wife that I was a culprit, and she was very supportive of me, and so I was so glad she didn't get mad at me.
Wow. That must have made her, you must have increased in her eyes. Obviously.
Well, thank you, John.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us on Legends of Success, we are so honored to have our friend John Huntsman back. John, interestingly enough, is listed as only one of 19 of the roughly 1,000 world's billionaires who has given away more than $1 billion. It actually knocked him off the Forbes 400 list in 2010. And, John, for understand your fortune's still growing, you still have good luck, and you're going to be giving more away. And we get back, we're going to find out what is it really like to help others? Because you once said to me, and it's a tip-off of what we'll ask about, is that you said it never was about the money. It was always about making a difference in other people's lives. And the byproduct is we made money. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We'll be back with more of John Huntsman Sr., one of the world's great philanthropists.
This message is brought to you by GSK. According to the CDC, we are in the midst of a very active flu season, with much of the country having experienced widespread and intense flu activity. While relatively rare, the flu can lead to hospitalization and death. Since 2010, annual flu-related deaths during regular flu seasons have ranged from 12,000 to 56,000. Cerise Murata, Chief Operating Officer of Families Fighting Flu and a GSK spokesperson, lost her son Joseph to flu in 2009 when he was only 5.
It wasn't until after losing Joseph to the flu that I realized how serious flu could be. People, for the most part, think flu is just a bad cold. They don't understand how serious it can be, how critically important it is for everyone 6 months and older to be vaccinated against the flu every year. And that's why my mission really is to spread that awareness in hopes that we can save some other families from experiencing similar tragedy.
Currently, the CDC recommends that all people over the age of 6 months get vaccinated against the flu annually. Visit the CDC's influenza website, flu.gov, for more information.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, so honored today to be with our friend John Huntsman Sr. I think it was in 2005 or 2006. We're on our continual search of people who are not only outstanding business leaders, but people that are doing the right thing, that we want to provide for the listeners and provide to you so you can hear how it's actually done. And I got a call one day from my friend at Forbes magazine, Peter Newcomb. And Peter's chief responsibility was compiling the research of the Forbes 400 list. He says, John, I got everything you're looking for. And that introduction was to John Huntsman Sr. And, you know, John, back then, I also want to mention, before we get back into your history, I think it was 2006, 2005, you came out with a book called Winners Never Cheat, which we refer to all the time and we think is a great book. Why did you write a book? You certainly didn't need to.
Oh, no, John, I'm not a very good author, to be honest with you. But Pearson Publishing in London, the largest publishing firm in the world, was looking for, they'd had requests for books on ethics and leadership from different universities around the United States and Europe, Canada and other places, and so they were seeking out an individual, a businessman or woman, who had been successful in their life. And to be honest with you, they didn't tell me this, but I found out afterwards I was probably their fourth or fifth choice, because some of the people had maybe had a suspension or a fine or an SEC violation or something, and they wanted to get someone who had an impeccable record, and I didn't look at myself that way in any, I'm not trying to, I would never look at myself that way, but they said, we'd like you to write 3 chapters and send to us, and if they sound good, we'd like you to finish a book, and we'll publish it in 19 languages and send it around the world.
Wow.
And so I wrote 3 chapters, and I've never written a book before, and I wrote them out fairly fast and longhand because I don't do computers, and I'm kind of from the old school. And anyway, they took the 3 chapters and said, do 7 more just like it, and we did, and they put the book together, and then in 2009, they had me update the book to add 3 more chapters to it, how to deal in tough times, because we were going through a recession. And so the book's sold very well. It's Winners Never Cheat. It's a name that they came up with. John, I was very honored to write it. And it just basically talks about the basics of life. It's used now as in ethics courses and many universities, both here and abroad, and even in China. And I've been so honored by it because I'm not a writer, but it does suggest some of the values and some of the ethics and some of the elements for success that are so critical in life that other people have taught me and that I've tried to pick up along the way.
Hmm. Well, John, one of the greatest honors I ever had was when you and I were able to share the podium not long ago, a few years ago, at the Wharton School's Economic Summit, and it was such a great honor, and our program was on business ethics and leadership. We're honored to be with Tom Donaldson, Professor Donaldson at the Wharton School, and Art Collins, CEO of Medtronic. And back then, I remember one of the topics I referred to your book is that, John, so many people think, well, it's easy to be ethical once you make the money, but how hard is it getting there? And I still say that those who have ethics stick to their ethics. Am I off base or am I on target?
Oh no, John, you're absolutely right. I mean, the tough times never last, but tough people do. And that's an axiom that we must always remember. And times change, but values don't change. And some people think, well, I can do something today because we're in prosperity or the stock market's strong, and so I'll live by the rules of good conduct. But then all of a sudden, when times get tough, some people say, well, that means we can change our values or we can change our element of fairness. And we can never do that in life, John. We have to be firm because life isn't always fair, but we have to be fair. I mean, every day we see things that are not fair to us as individuals. We may lose a loved one. We may go through a painful divorce. We may have a business failure. And some people may say, well, that's an excuse for me to cut corners or to not play by the rules or to take a shortcut or to try to cheat somebody. And those, because we're in a moment of weakness and we're probably in a moment of despair. And I would just say to those listening that I have found those times of those down times, those times of discouragement, which we've all gone through, to be times when we really find out who we are. Because if I could just mention this, Sir Winston Churchill, the great Prime Minister of Great Britain during World War II, said that we often get on a mountaintop and look down into the valley, and from the mountaintop we receive our inspiration. But he said, when we're down in the valley and we look up, that's when we develop our integrity. And from integrity, everything else stems from that, because when we're down in that valley, we test to see who we really are. Can we make it out? Do we play by the rules? Are we honest? Are we fair? And so I think that those are the values, John, that people love to hear and want to live by.
I think that's fantastic. And you know, it is true, John, because a real test of integrity is a healthy dose of crisis. Am I right?
Absolutely. And, you know, people think the crisis is going to last forever. And the thing we have to realize is that the four greatest words in the English language is, this too shall pass. Yeah. And all failures, all chuckles that we step in, all setbacks that we have in life, they eventually end and we look back on them and we say, how did we handle them? I hope, dear Lord, I handled it with class and with honor and with integrity, because it's so easy when we're down. And right now, throughout America and throughout most of the world, we're going through a recession. We're going through tough times. People have lost jobs. People have lost their homes. And people are discouraged right now, John. And this is a time when we must say to ourselves, I'm going to be true to myself. I'm going to have the values of honesty and integrity. I'm going to get through this one way or another. And a man's mind or a woman's mind and heart is so amazing when they're in times of tragedy and trial and the vicissitudes of life are heavy upon them. That's when they think the best. I've always come up with the best decisions and best programs and best thoughts in my life when I've been the most discouraged. And I thought, no, I'm not going to let discouragement get upon me. I'm going to come up with something better. And your mind turns on, and you become a better person. And you say, I'm going to figure out how to get out of this. And it's all in your head, and it's all in your heart. And if you turn that switch in your heart, you can say, I'm going to solve this problem, and I'm going to come out of it. So you're absolutely right, John, and thank you for asking that question.
You know, it's interesting. And it builds character during crisis. That's when you really build the character. I have a close friend of ours who recently had a granddaughter that was murdered not long ago. And people say, how do you go through it? Well, this same woman whose granddaughter was murdered also went through the Holocaust. And, you know, when you see them at a time like this, you don't know what to say. But the only thing I could figure out to say is that, you know, it was tragic that you went through the Holocaust, but somehow God must have blessed you to be able to cope with this crisis. And that's one positive thing. If there's anything, you could have gotten out of the Holocaust. So even every crisis you have, there must be something positive you've got to pull out of it.
John, you're absolutely right. You know, this past year, our beautiful 44-year-old daughter We have 9 children, and Kathleen was the idol of my life, and she passed away of a heart attack at age 44, leaving us with her 7 children because she had gone through a recent divorce and had some troubles in her life. And people say, well, you know, John, you've got all the money in the world, and you've got all the blessings in the world. Nothing ever happens to you. And to lose a child is not natural. Parents are not supposed to bury their children, and many of your listeners out there have had to bury their children, and their heart has been broken, and mine was broken. And I mean, I just wept. I'd go to every meeting, and people would say, well, here's a powerful man or here's a wealthy man. And in my heart, I was just crying, John, because I'd lost my beautiful daughter. And now we're raising these children. And as we raise these children, it's such a blessing in our lives to see how each one of them is beginning to develop into, you know, they're ranging in age from 10 to 19. And people, we already raised 9 of our own. And I'm in my 70s and raising. And I ran the carpool the other day. And some of the children I'm picking up, their mothers would come out and say, I remember when you ran the carpool 30 years ago and picked me up when I was in junior high school. And well, I said, well, I haven't made much progress, have I?
Well, you know, it just goes to show you, John, and you so humbly put it, and it was a wonderful story and such a tragedy. My heart goes out to you and the family on that, and we spoke of that about that before we went on the air. But, you know, it just goes to show you, and you so humbly share with the audience, John, that it doesn't matter even if you're a billionaire. Billionaires are still human beings, and they've got to face the same type of tragedy. So the money at the end of the day means a lot less than people think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, John, that's why it's been such an honor to try to give so much away. And in my own life, if somebody said, you know, have you given a lot of your money away? I would say no. I don't think so, because, we're put here, I think Andrew Carnegie said it best, we're put here to be temporary trustees for the benefit of our fellow brethren, was his expression, and if we have money. And as I said, sometimes we can have money when we're only making 40 or 50 or 60,000 a year or 20,000 a year, because maybe we only give a dollar, maybe we only give $20 or $50, and that's the same feeling you get if you've given a billion away. I don't feel I'm any different or anything special than someone I'll put my arms around at a Catholic church or Protestant church or my own faith or some other faith. Because if people are generous and they have a generous heart, then there's a great expression. It says, graciousness is next to godliness. And that's one of the chapters in my book, because people who are gracious, it matters not how much they give. What matters is that they do the best that they can do to help their fellow man and woman.
Well, you did it when you're only able to give $50 away. The words and wisdom of our friend John Huntsman Sr. The name of the book is Winners Never Cheat. It's been out a few years. It's a classic. I highly recommend it. We'll be back with more of our friend John Huntsman right after this.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're going to figure this out. We've got to figure out how to keep our kids safe in this state.
Florida's Republican Governor Rick Scott discussing yesterday's devastating school massacre, which has left 17 people dead, 12 people wounded, and at least 5 of them are in critical condition.
I hope that everybody that's in the hospital survives.
Scott was speaking on Fox News this morning. Police say Nicholas Cruz was the shooter. He's been charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder. President Trump will address the nation and discuss the school shooting in Florida at 11 a.m. Eastern today. After several weeks of declines, the Labor Department says this morning initial claims for jobless benefits grew by 7,000 to a seasonally adjusted 230,000 last week. Economists had been expecting just that number. And this is USA Radio News.
Addiction. There was a day when the word addiction was just another word. If you're battling addiction, it's not easy to ask for help. It's hard to admit you really need it. Call and end addiction. Call and connect with representatives of a treatment center or rehab facility. Call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. Some insurance plans help pay for the cost of treatment. Be sure to check your policy or call your agent to see if you're covered. It's not easy to talk about your addictions or those of someone you care about. It's hard for you to experience. It's hard for them to watch. The first step to ending addiction starts with one free, private, and no-obligation call. Addiction. There can be a day when the word addiction is just another word again. Your life is not over. There are things you still need to do. The first thing to do is call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. In 1992, John Huntsman Sr. was diagnosed with prostate cancer. Now, all of our families, all of our lives, in one way or another, have been touched by cancer. God forbid you got that notice. What would you do? Well, the same day he was diagnosed, he stopped off on the way to the hospital at a homeless shelter, and he dropped off a check for $1 million. He went around a corner to a soup kitchen. He dropped off another million, and then he gave a half a million to the clinic that discovered that malignancy. John, you have given away, the so far, according to Forbes, $1.2 billion to charity, and you are noted as one of the greatest philanthropists in the history of the world. However, there is a spearhead that you are fighting the most, your greatest single battle in the world, and that is cancer. Tell us, why does this affect you so much? Tell us how it hit your personal life, and what do you plan to do about it?
Cancer, first of all, affects one out of two men and one out of three women in the United States, Canada, and Western Europe will have cancer. 550,000 people died last year of cancer in the United States, and 7.5 million people died around the world of cancer. It's the most prevalent cause of death for all individuals under the age of 85. And so it's a disease that affects every family, and there are 200 different types of cancer. And so when we fight cancer, we're fighting 200 different forms of this horrifying malignancy and disease. And so I decided about 20 years ago, my mother died in my arms of breast cancer, and my father later remarried, and his wife died of ovarian cancer, and then my father died of prostate cancer. About 40% of cancers, John, are inherited through our genes. They're predisposed genes that come through our body, through the cells of our body when we're born, and they come from our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents. Somewhere in our family system, our family genealogy, about 40% of the cancers that are developed or that have been found throughout the world have been traced back to our ancestry, that we will have, no matter what we do in our life, those cancer cells will pop out at some time or another. And then the other 60% of cancers come from basically from smoking or from the sun or from environmental causes of one kind or another. And I've had cancer now four times. And as I mentioned, this last cancer was a melanoma, and they took a fairly healthy chunk of my back out. And I was so grateful that it wasn't stage 3 or 4. It was only stage 2, and it hadn't seeped into my lymph nodes. But I go through our cancer hospital, the Huntsman Cancer Institute, and we now have our large hospital attached to it, and we have all types of, we have 1,600 full-time scientists and investigators and clinicians and oncologists and we also have four other cancer hospitals in the state of Utah, and then we have clinics in Montana and Wyoming cancer clinics. And we're trying to develop, we do such great research because research is a real key to cancer, John, because most people don't know that their great-great-grandfather or their great-aunt or one of their ancestors have this disease. And our center now is the largest center in the world for what we call predetermined or genetic cancers. That is, cancers that are predetermined before you're born because of your inherited cells. And so it's something that every person has to deal with. And so I try to spend most of my time raising money, giving money, building cancer research centers and hospitals, and lifting the spirits of our staff. And I'm so grateful the good Lord's allowed me to have cancer four times, and I'm still here talking to you. It's a testimony to the great advancement we we've made in cancer research.
But John, Huntsman Cancer Institute is known as one of the greatest research spots in America, if not the world. How long did it take you to build that? That's not been that long now.
No, it hasn't. We dedicated our first research center. It was a very large one. We dedicated it in 1999. It took us 5 years to build it. But I was very fortunate in the fact that rather than going to Duke University, who offered us, or Stanford, or USC, or the University of Pennsylvania, some of these great institutions had talked to us about coming to their locations. And I said, no, I'd like to go to Salt Lake City, because Salt Lake City happens to have the largest genealogical database in the world. And Howard Hughes, before he died, he put a lot of money into genetic research at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City, if he could make a deal with the Mormon Church to have their records because of their genealogical and family history records. And so he did that.
Wow.
And so I was able to pick up these great researchers who had worked in genealogy and family history and who had already developed tremendous insights and protocols through research through these family history sheets that the Mormon Church had given them and shared with them, to where today we now have Dr. Mario Capecchi, one of our great researchers who won the Nobel Prize for Medicine in 2008 and have the largest 11 million people in our database who, if they come into our cancer center, we can tell them, give them a complete history of their background and their susceptibility to colon cancer, prostate cancer, sarcomas of different kinds, and what their proclivity would be for a predisposed gene with respect to some form of cancer. We hope to be able to do that throughout the world, but we at least have a good start on it, but a long way to go.
John, there's been so many billions and billions and billions of dollars put into this. Why haven't they come up with a cure?
Well, I think, John, because, number one, there are 200 different types of cancers. For instance, if you take childhood leukemia, now, we've worked very diligently on that, along with St. Jude's and Hopkins and other great medical centers. And we've in 1975, the survival rate for childhood leukemia was 25%. Today, it's 90%. We've come up with tremendous improvements. And we look at multiple myeloma, and our center is probably the best in the world for multiple myeloma.
Wow.
And people used to have 2 to 3 years, and now we can, unless they're in stage four, which very few of them are, we can guarantee somebody at least 10 good years and maybe 15. And I look at what we've done in so many other pancreatic cancer and liver cancer, which were death sentences at one time. Now we give people a wonderful way of life. And so what we're trying to do, sometimes we cannot cure the cancers, John. We cannot cure them. But what we're trying to do is give the cancer patients who have those diseases a good quality of life without pain. And so we're working at every angle we can to not only figure out the history and the chronology of these different cancers, each one having their own ultimate protocol and solution, but we're also trying to be sure that we can give a good high quality of life to cancer patients once they've had cancer.
We'll be back right after this, folks, with more of our friend John Huntsman.
This is Legends of Success.
Investors, you know the age-old rule about diversifying your investments. That's because they all take turns rising and falling. And with the stock market long-tooth rally, we are all talking about not if, but when it falls. So what might be a good hedge? Well, gold has been the choice of many investors since forever. And furthermore, if you want to diversify your IRA, you need a trustee that not only allows it, but has experience, has been offering gold in IRAs for years, also silver. Check out Gold Goliath. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Ask them the tough questions. Call them at 800-517-3195 to get the information you need to make an informed decision about adding gold or silver to your IRA. Call Gold Goliath at 800-517-3195. That's 800-517-3195 or online at goldgoliath.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Winners Never Cheat is the name of the book by our guest today, John M. Huntsman. John Huntsman Sr. We're talking about the greatest battle of John Huntsman's life, his personal fight against cancer. For the average listener, if you had one tip to give them regarding cancer, what would it be?
It would be, John, that to don't hesitate on your birthday every year, to make it a point to go see your doctor and have a thorough cancer checkup, not just a physical examination, but a colonoscopy, and they'll tell you, come back in 5 years in a colonoscopy, or if you've had an inherited gene and they can find any types of precancerous polyps, then you would come back every year or every 3 years. Or go have a PSA, a blood test, and determine whether you have a proclivity for prostate cancer, or a mammogram. These things only take a few moments extra each year. But if you can have early detection, then that will save millions and millions of lives. When we have patients who come in to a smaller of the country and they have a stage 4 cancer, we work diligently day and night. For every cancer patient, we have a team of 5 people because we bring our researchers right in from the laboratory to work with our oncologists and our epidemiologists and our pathologists so that we have a full team. But it's difficult when they're in stage 4, but we never give up, never. But it's best to find out that if you have to prevent a problem, to get to your doctor early. And so what my wife and I suggest wherever we go and give talks on cancer, which is continuously, is on your birthday every year, be sure your doctor goes through every possible element for early detection of cancer.
I've heard people before say, well, I'd be scared to find out I have it. I'd say be scared if you don't find out you have it.
Well, that's true because so much, as we mentioned earlier, so much of cancer is inherited. And don't forget, most cancers are silent cancers. They're silent killers.
Yep.
When you start feeling pains either in your stomach or your pancreatic area or your colon area or something, that means you're probably in stage 3 or 4 and it's probably advanced. You know, even if you feel you're in the peak of health, that still doesn't mean, like I was when I had prostate cancer, when I had melanoma cancer, and when I had squamous cell carcinoma cancer, none of them hurt at all. I didn't even know I had them until I went in for my annual checkups, and I was just grateful that I had the types of doctors who were so thorough that they found these in their early stages.
We'll be back with more of our friend John Huntsman right after this.
Want an easy way to brighten up your day? Get beautiful new window fashions from the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America, Budget Blinds. It's easy because Budget Blinds does it all for you with style and service for every budget. We're your neighborhood experts, and we bring the showroom right to your home. That expertly measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. Right now, we make it easier than ever with savings up to $500 on select window coverings. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. See for yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Call and get savings up to $500, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Brighten up your day the easy way. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
You're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick. For more information, visit John's website at legendsofsuccess.com. Learn about the legends, upcoming guests, get contact information, listen to the best of legends, see photos, and more at legendsofsuccess.com.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. So honored today to be with our friend John Huntsman Sr. John, you've had just on the business side of your life, you've had such a phenomenally successful life. And a lot of people don't realize that so many people who are billionaires started out with absolutely nothing. And I know the beginning of your life was a struggle literally the day you were born, back in Blackfoot, Idaho, right?
That's correct. In Blackfoot, Idaho, I was born 2 months premature. And, of course, you know, my mother and father, when they were alive, they would share these experiences with me. But they put me under, the doctor said, when he finally arrived a couple of hours after I was born, because I had a midwife deliver, and she said I was dead, and then the doctor confirmed that I was dead. But the midwife came back, and she put me under hot and cold water because I was a blue baby and kind of made me come around a little bit after a period of time, and I started breathing, and then they put me in and out of an old-fashioned stove. It wasn't like they turned it way up. It was just to heat the body and keep me going, and so it was one of those bursts that, you know, that years later, when the doctor arrived several hours later, his name was Dr. Miller, and he passed away many years ago in Blackfoot, Idaho, but I went and visited him on my honeymoon with my wife. He said, you know, I've delivered thousands and thousands of children, and a lot of them were from Native Americans because we have the Shoshone and the Bannock tribes right there in Blackfoot and at Fort Hall. And he said, I remember all the reservation babies. I remember all these babies. But I remember you particularly, John, because you weren't supposed to live.
Oh, God.
And I thank the Lord every day that some way, somehow, you know, he allowed me this great privilege. And, you know, we never know, John, what the if we have faith in the Lord, if we have faith in ourselves, and particularly if we have faith in our fellow man. And, you know, I've always loved to see people who are kind and gracious, and people say, well, what's the secret to success in life? And I come back to this one point, John, that we all have to go through a funeral. We all have to have a eulogy. And at the eulogy, the most important thing that people can say is this person was kind and gracious to others. It doesn't matter if they were the wealthiest person. It doesn't matter if they were the most powerful politician. It doesn't matter if they were the most successful lawyer or doctor. What they talk about at the funeral isn't how much money you made or how powerful you were in the workplace. What they talk about is your graciousness, your kindness to others, your love of others, your forgiving, you know, being a good, kind, wonderful human being. And so many of us during these difficult economic times, you know, we get on the edge of our seat. We get edgy with other people. We get really nervous. We get uptight. And we forget to be kind. We forget to be gracious. We forget to put our arms around people and thank them. And I've always loved to see people who do that instead of talk about self-pity or ingratitude or something and start saying, woe is me. But, you know, that when a window shuts, a door opens, John. And I believe that. I think the Lord does that for us. And he tests us. On my mother's tombstone are written the words, sweet are the uses of adversity. It's a Shakespeare quote. Sweet are the uses of adversity. And I was always puzzled by that and wondered why my father had that put on my mother's tombstone, because she died so young of cancer. And over the years, I've learned that adversity brings forth great, great people if they can withstand it and become a better person, and if they can be happy and gracious to others while they're going through these difficult times. And everyone goes through difficult times.
For our listeners right now, and I know there's a good number of them that are going through tough times, and you wonder, how am I going to make it through this point? Folks, everybody goes through it. John Huntsman today, one of the most successful people in the history of the world, has almost gone under, what, four times? I think 1973, your whole business almost collapsed. You don't know how you're going to survive.
That's right, John. I've been hanging by my fingernails in our business four times now, and yet one way or another, you know, you cannot give up. You just cannot give up. And I don't mean this to sound personal against lawyers, but sometimes lawyers come and they tell us, well, you've got to declare bankruptcy. Well, there's no way out of this. And I've always listened to lawyers, and then I've tossed them out of the room, and I've said a prayer, and I've said, now I'm going to go solve this. Nobody's going to get in the way. Nobody's going to ruin my name. I'm not going to ever go bankrupt. And so our business, even though I was told by the experts would never make it on four different occasions, we made it. We had to work day and night, and people knew that they could count on us. We came through in every case. But, you know, you've just got to keep on working with honesty and integrity, and people will help you when they see that you're out giving it your best and you haven't tossed in the towel and you haven't said to somebody, well, you pick up this loan, I'm not going to try anymore. Keep trying. Don't ever give up. Don't ever, ever give up. And people will work with you when they see that you're trying and that you're working hard and that you're giving it all you've got. Then people will put their arms around you and lift you up and be part of your team because they love that fighting spirit.
So often people give up right before the victory, coming out of that setback. Am I right?
Well, you're right. There's an old expression that says, you know, it's darkest right before dawn.
Yep.
And it usually is because people are worn down and they're out of options and they just don't know what to do and they're discouraged. And right around the corner, there's a solution. The Lord did not put us here to fail. Just remember that. The Lord did not put us here to fail. He put us here on earth to succeed, and we can succeed because we have that wonderful ability within us.
John Huntsman, you never shortchange our listeners. I know you've touched a lot of hearts today. Again, you've touched mine as a friend, and I just want to thank you so much for just being such a good friend over the years, especially to our listeners.
Well, John, you're an unusual man, and I have to say this, that because you do these programs and because you orchestrate this type of philosophy and this type of encouragement to the public, you are really a good man yourself, John Resnick, and I just want to thank you for the great privilege to be on your show.
Well, thank you, John. It's an honor, and I will cherish your words. The book again, Winners Never Cheat.
Please buy the book. Read the book. In Business, Not in Business. It's an awesome book. Everyday values we learned as children but may have forgotten. I also want to thank our producer, Michael Parks, for his help each and every week. Ethan Resnick, Director of Communications. And, of course, the intelligent and beautiful Billy Resnick. But most of all, folks, thank you for listening. I hope this show has touched you and made a difference. You've been listening to Legends of Success, the most original success stories in America. I'm John Resnick. We'll see you next week.
This message is brought to you by GSK. According to the CDC, we are in the midst of a very active flu season, with much of the country having experienced widespread and intense flu activity. While relatively rare, the flu can lead to hospitalization and death. Since 2010, annual flu-related deaths during regular flu seasons have ranged from 12,000 to 56,000. Cerise Murata, Chief Operating Officer of Families Fighting Flu and a GSK spokesperson, lost her son Joseph to flu in 2009 when he was only 5.
It wasn't until after losing Joseph to the flu that I realized how serious flu could be. People, for the most part, think flu is just a bad cold. They don't understand how serious it can be, how critically important it is for everyone 6 months and older to be vaccinated against the flu every year. And that's why my mission really is to spread that awareness in hopes that we can save some other families from experiencing similar tragedy.
Currently, the CDC recommends that all people over the age of 6 months get vaccinated against the flu annually. Visit the CDC's influenza website, flu.gov, for more information.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The community of Parkland, Florida, and America as a whole, mourning the deaths of 17 people in a high school shooting yesterday.
I was praying to God thinking that he could save us all and that we could make it out alive.
A 19-year-old man accused of repeatedly firing an AR-15 rifle inside Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School yesterday, killing the 17, also accused of wounding 16 others, 5 people still with life-threatening injuries. Nicholas Cruz has been charged this morning with 17 counts of premeditated murder, and he's likely to face more charges. Governor Rick Scott of Florida says,
"We come to the conclusion this is just absolutely pure evil."
And President Trump tweets this morning that there were, quote, so many missed signs that the Florida shooter was mentally disturbed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, my name's Brant. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't they do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care coverage. They're joining MediShare, and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan, and this is awesome, MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7, so if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those why did I wait on this things. And if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Vice President Mike Pence saying he agrees the White House, in his words, could have handled the Rob Porter situation better than it did. Speaking at a press event in D.C. yesterday, the vice president said the Trump administration has, quote, no tolerance for domestic violence. Porter resigning last week over allegations of domestic abuse from 2 former wives he'd been working for over a year with an interim security clearance at the White House. On another front, Pence went on to give his support for White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, who's been thought to be on a rather hot seat over his handling of the Porter matter.
There are very few Americans or American families that have served this nation more honorably
or sacrificed more for this country than the family of General John Kelly.
Accused Mexican drug lord El Chapo Joaquin Guzman expected to have his lawyers ask a federal judge today to change his mind about keeping jurors' identities a secret when he goes on trial later this year. This is USA Radio.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
President Trump meets at the White House with lawmakers and pitches his newly released infrastructure proposal.
After spending trillions of dollars overseas rebuilding other countries, it is time to rebuild our own country and to take care of our citizens.
The plan calls for a $200 billion government investment in highways, bridges, rails, and airports, and would also help bring broadband to parts of rural America that currently